Let the church say amen. Amen. God is good. And all the time, God is good. It's good to see everyone this morning. And everyone ought to be glad that God has lengthened out their lives, that they have another opportunity to serve God in spirit and in truth. This morning, we're going to talk about praise the Lord. We often hear people use that term, but I'm wondering if they understand what it really means. It means more than saying the words, praise the Lord. It's more than that. It's an expression of gratitude to the Lord. But before we go any further, let us go to God in prayer. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, as we have been blessed once again, we're so thankful, we're so grateful, and we're so ecstatic that you have allowed us to be here to serve thee once again, O Lord. We thank you for the church, especially this local congregation. We thank you for the leaders of this congregation. We thank you for the members of this congregation, as well as their families. We pray, O Heavenly Father, for the lost. We pray that they would soon find you before it's everlastingly too late. Father, we thank you and we pray for those who are sick and shut in this morning. We pray for those who are without this morning. For we know that you will supply all their needs if they just simply but come to you. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for the leadership here. We thank you once again for them. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that everything might be well, pleasing, and acceptable this morning in your sight. We thank you that we have opened up this worship service this morning, opened up the doors to have this worship service. We thank you for giving us your blessings, O Lord. We pray that you give us your blessings. Father, we pray for those who have recently lost loved ones. We're praying, O Heavenly Father, that you would strengthen them. We pray for those who have just lost loved ones. We pray that you give them strength to carry on. We pray, O Heavenly Father, for all standing in the need of prayer. And I believe that's all of us, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we're so grateful that you sent your son Jesus to hang, bleed, and die on yonder's cross for us. Not for him, for us. We're so thankful, O Heavenly Father, that all the things that you give us, that we might be appreciative of them and learn to praise thy name. Thank you, Lord. Father, as we pray for those who may not already be here but are on their way, that they get here safely and securely. We pray for those who might be traveling today that you give them safe passage to and from their destination. We pray, Father, as your power has been put on display this week and last week, we pray that your will might be done. We pray for the people who have been affected all over the country, O Lord. We pray for those in Mexico and in Texas and Louisiana and Florida and in Georgia and all those places where your power is being put on display. Thank you, Lord. You are so awesome, God. Thank you, Father, for everything. As we move on into this portion of our services, Father, we thank you and we pray that everything might be done decently in order and that it may be well accepted by you. In Jesus' name I pray and ask it all. Amen. We often hear the term praise the Lord, yet we don't talk about it a lot. But do we know what it means? It means it's an expression of approval, admiration, of gratitude, and of devotion for blessings received, an acknowledgement that of his works and benefits. We should be doing more praising to God, for he is worthy to be praised. Just in case your thoughts are who and what we should praise him for, Run over with me to Psalms 148, division of Psalms, where the Bible has listed who and what ought to praise him. Let us go to God's word now. I'll read the text once again now. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the flute and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And before I go any further, let me just say, I'm not saying we're supposed to have a band up in the church service now. But all these instruments were named in the Bible, and the scripture is what I was using, so I have to read the scriptures as they are printed. But we do not have instruments in the Lord's worship service. This was written in the old and for the old timers and the old for the people of the Old Testament, but it also has some application for us, and that's praising the Lord. So let us find out who should praise the Lord. Well, all of the redeemed should be glad to praise him. The Bible says, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And verse number 2 of Psalms 107 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, when he hath redeemed, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. The young folk and the old folk should praise him. Psalms 148, verses 12 and 13. Both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. I like to say it again so all will know God is good. All the time and all the time, God is good. Revelation chapter 19 and verse number 5 tells us both small and great should praise him. Everybody ought to say praise the Lord just one time this morning. We all need to praise God more, not because you happen to need him at a particular moment, not because you are in a state of crisis, not because someone or something is going on with you, but instead praise him because you got up this morning. Praise him because he can save us from our disappointments. Most of all, because he loves and watches over us. He loves to watch over us. God is good. Psalms 150 and verse 6 says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Then the writer repeats the subject matter. He says, praise the Lord. When all the people praise the Lord, things may improve. God has the power to make things good that are bad. He can make a cloudy day sunny, and he can turn a dark night into a bright morning. Have you praised him lately? If not, why not? Ask yourself the question, why have you not praised the Lord? When should the Lord be praised? God should be praised when you wake up in the morning, in the middle of the day, in the evening time, and at night time. Psalms 35 and 28 says, my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. You all know the words of that song we often sing. It says, this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. No matter what time of the day or night, it's the right time to praise the Lord. And if we were as people failed to praise him, the stones would immediately cry out. Luke 19 and verse number 40. Not only is there never a wrong time to offer praise to the Lord, there's also never a time when we shouldn't praise him. The time to praise him is now and any time hereafter. We should praise him all of our days upon this earth. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto him, my God, while I have any being. Here in the first two verses of Psalms 146, we find the psalmist very diligent in the use of the word praise. It is used four times in Psalms 146, verses 1 and 2. And he continues on by telling us in verse 3, put not your trust in princes, nor in man, for there is no help in them. And then verse number 5 said, but happy is the man that the God of Jacob for his help. For God has needs of men at hand. He gives food to the hungry. He opens the eyes of the blind. He executes judgments for the oppressed, and he watches over us. He also gives us salvation. Don't I always tell you that God is good? How great is that short list of what he does for us? We should praise God in hard times, especially in hard times. We should praise God in good times. We should praise God when the sun is bright and warm. Praise him when the sky is gray and cloudy. Praise him still, for he is still in charge of issuing out the weather. When you don't feel as good as you think you should, praise him that you feel good at all, that you feel at all. Why we should praise him. The text tells us in verse number 6, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. This is the best reason of all, simply because he gives breath to our body. Breath is none, without breath, none of us would be here. Another reason to praise God is because it pleases him. Psalms 50 and verse number 23. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. We should praise him because David said in 2 Samuel 22 and verse 4, he is worthy to be praised. We all should have reasons to praise the Lord. Now, your reason may be different than my reason, and my reason may be different than yours, but we still all have a need to praise him, for his loving us enough is enough to send his only begotten Son to save us from ourselves. God saved us from ourselves. We were lost and dying in sin till Jesus came to save us. According to Romans 5 and 8, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He freed us from the sting of death through his death. Yet many of us don't give God enough praise. I think we owe God all we can, all the praises we can give him. He gave us his best by sending Jesus. The policeman needs to praise God every day. The doctors need to praise God every day. The airline pilot needs to praise God every day. The president needs to praise God every day. The kings and the queens need to praise God every day. The preacher needs to praise God every day. The elders need to praise God every day. All of the church folk need to praise God. I tell you, there's nothing better than giving God his praises on a daily basis, church. We all need to praise him because we owe him a debt of gratitude. Praise God this morning. He is the only one we can put our faith in. He is the only one that we owe this debt of gratitude to. So let me ask you this question. What did God do for you today? Whatever it is, you need to praise him for it. If God hasn't given us anything, we still should offer him praise. Yet I know there is something that he has done for every one of us here today. One thing that he has done for us is enough reason to give him praises. If you are here today, that's enough reason to give him praise. None of us caused ourselves to be here today. It was through God's grace and his mercy and his compassion, his love, that caused us to be here today. Now, if you need a reason to praise the Lord, All you need to do is look around you. Look around you. There's nothing that's going on around you that God didn't have a hand in. He had a hand in putting the sun up in the sky today. He had a hand in causing you to get up this morning, causing me to get up, causing us all to get up. He gave us food for our bodies. God is good all the time, church. There's so much that the Lord has given us, so much He does for us in so many ways. He gives us His goodness, His mercy, and He gives us life itself. Go back to the scriptures with me, and let's pick out a couple of scriptures here. In Psalms number 150, the Bible says in verse number 1, praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise the Lord. Now you all can say praise the Lord, because I know I've heard you say praise the Lord. Now when you say praise the Lord, what are you doing? You're giving God an adoration. That's a little bit different than thanking God through prayer. You are praising Him for how good He has been to you. You are praising Him for what He has done for you. You are praising Him. And then when it comes to thanksgiving, that's when you go into God and go to God in prayer. But nevertheless, praise Him. Let everything, verse number 6, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Now, Psalms is full of phrases that use the word praise in them. The Psalms are full of them. But everybody need to have a praise for the Lord, because He has done something for you. Whether you have a job or whether you have a career, you need to praise the Lord. You need to praise the Lord for your wife. You need to praise God for your husband. You need to praise God for your children. You need to just praise the Lord for all your relatives. Just praise Him. Praise Him. Say, thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. As I said a moment ago, if you need a reason to praise Him, you don't need but a second to think about what you can praise Him for. You can praise Him because you are simply because you are here this morning. You can praise Him because you had clothes for your body. You can praise the Lord because God is good. You can praise Him all the time for everything and anything and all things. Just praise the Lord. I remember when I was growing up, I had no clue as to how to praise the Lord. My folks didn't always take me to church, so I never learned certain things about praising the Lord. I never learned certain things of how you're supposed to react to the Lord. But my father, every so often, he would get super religious. And he would tell us, everybody's leaving the house going to church this morning. And we all got ready. That was by force. But nevertheless, I learned as I grew older that God is good, and I needed to serve Him and praise Him for myself. That's why I go back to verse number 6, where it says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is a good day to praise the Lord today, not because the sun is shining, but because you're here. It's a good day to praise the Lord, not because there's no rain and we're not under the threat of flooding or we're not under the threat of a hurricane, but you praise Him because He put us here in the first place. Just praise the Lord, for God is good. Then when I consider even more reasons to praise the Lord, I think about how many people are not here that started this journey at the same time we started this journey. And they're not here, but we are, so we offer praises to the Lord. The Lord God is so awesome. The Lord God is so good. And I go back to the scripture again and where it says, praise God, praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Now I say to you this morning, when everything seems to be going in a bad direction, praise the Lord anyway. When everything is going in a good direction, you feel you have the need to praise the Lord. But when things start to go haywire, we start to ask in ourselves, Lord, where are you? But I say just praise the Lord anyhow. Praise him because God is never out of our heart. He should never be out of our hearts. He should always be in our hearts, especially us as Christians. You know, when you wake up on a Sunday morning, you have a choice to make. You have a choice whether you're going to church or you're not going to church. And God has moved many of you to come to church this morning. Now, I know it's not as full in here as we'd like for it to be, but that's because some people didn't realize how good God was to them, I guess. But God is all right with us this morning. That's why I call out that list this morning of all the people that ought to praise God. They ought to have praises in their hearts for the Lord. Now, and every now and then, somebody will wake up and say, well, I guess I'm just not going today. I don't feel like seeing those people over there today. That's not the right attitude, but that's what some of us say. Now, somebody may have awakened this morning and said, well, I feel pretty good. I feel all right. I'm not sick and I'm not hurting, but I'm still not going to church. And you have to ask what their reason might be for not going to church. If God has given us 6 days in the week, and on that seventh day or that first day, however you want to look at it, upon the first day of the week, we ought to be in church. Now, I know I don't preach long, so I won't hold you here that long. You'll get to see the Bears. You'll get to see them this morning or this afternoon. You'll get to see the Cubs as they lose again. You'll get to watch whatever game you're going to watch, but you need to give the Lord his time first. Give him his time first because he gave you your time. And that's why you ought to praise the Lord, because you got breath in your body. Praise the Lord for the breath that he gave you into your body this morning. Now, when I got up this morning, when I was laying down, I was fine. But when I got up, I felt a little hungry. So I started to fix a little breakfast this morning, and I thought about it to myself while I was fixing it. I got this because the Lord has been good to me. God will provide. And he provided for me some sausage and some bacon and some toast. And I thought how great and how wonderful it must be to serve a good God. Because God has never been a bad God. So the God that we serve is a good God. So I'm so thankful this morning. And I'm thankful that when I got here, I looked up on the faces of many of you as I walked in. I always survey the church house when I walk in the door. And I saw some happy faces. I saw a couple of sad faces. Now, maybe they didn't intend to look sad, but they were sad, looking sad at least. And then as I sat down in my seat, I started to realize maybe they're not sad. Maybe that's just the way they look. But God has provided a sanctuary for us here. And when I walked in, I said to myself, how great thou art, Lord. How good it is to serve the Lord. He has given us this building here. And this building may not be a perfect building, but it's far from imperfect as well. So we ought to be thankful and praise God. Then I look down, always scowl over the faces of our elders. I look at them too. I see what how they're looking. And Brother Jackson was his same usual happy self. Brother Burnside was his usual self. And I said, everything must be all right then. And Brother Jackson went into his lesson and the fine job that he always does. But Brother Jackson is good at what he does. And I may as well tell the rest of you that don't come out on Wednesday night, you need to come out and be a part of Brother Burnside's class too. Brother Burnside is good at his class too. So what are you saying? I'm saying when the door is open, you ought to be here. And I know what some of you are saying. It's too dangerous out there in the streets for me to come out on Wednesday night. Well, if you had to go to work and you worked the night shift, I bet you'd go out. And on Sunday morning, it's too early for me to get there at 10 o'clock. Well, but you're already up anyhow. How come you can't just come on out at 10 o'clock and be here with us instead of becoming that 11 o'clock Christian that I often talk about? You know that 11 o'clock Christian, what I'm talking about? I tell you about them before. They get here just as the preacher is going up or just as the preacher is about halfway through his message. They have no clue as to what's going on. Then they're hunching the neighbor next to him, asking them, what is he talking about? Well, you should have been here. So if you're not getting up on Sunday morning, if you're not getting up on Sunday morning to be out here at Bible class, you're missing something. If you're not coming out here on Wednesday night, you're missing something. Now, we never, Bible class is 1 hour. Wednesday night Bible class is 1 hour. That's all. 1 hour. Do you have an hour to spare for the Lord? He makes all the time in the world for you. Now, can't you just give him an hour and an hour during the week? And I know you're not going to make it out here. You may not be able to make it out here every Wednesday night. But some Wednesday nights, you should be able to get here. Some Wednesday nights. Every now and then on a Wednesday night, you ought to be able to get here. Every now and then on a Sunday morning, before 11 o'clock, you ought to be here. Some of you stroll in the door at 11 o'clock and just walk on in strutting. I'm just trying to say we ought to praise the Lord. That's all I'm talking about. Praising him means getting here. And getting here means that you'll be here. And so I'm saying to you simply, come on in the door when the doors are open. Now, I'll tell you something. I'm not here at the very moment that the door is open myself. But I'm shortly thereafter, I'm here behind. And I think you ought to be too. I miss you when you're not here. Brother Jackson misses you on Sunday morning when you're not here. Brother Burnside misses you on Wednesday night if you're not here. Oh, and we got enough chairs in the back to accommodate you. If not, we'll move into the front auditorium here if we get the class big enough. But if you just get here, learn to praise the Lord. Give him words of admiration. More than just lip service. Some of you just say, praise the Lord, because something good happened to you. You got your income tax check. Something came in the mail that was a good sign. You say, praise the Lord. Then you may not say it no more for another year. Next year, right. Or maybe he sent you out yesterday and you got a new car. But I'm going to tell you something about that new car. Along with that new car comes some car notes. Now, you'll be happy with it for the first couple of months, but when you start making that first and second payment, when you get around to payment number 3, that's when you have buyer's remorse. You start saying to yourself, why did I do this? Why did I buy this car? But then, If you go back to the whole thing from the beginning, you praise the Lord that he gave you the ability to get the car and go and pay the people and just let it go. Now, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying simply praise the Lord more. Praise him for everything that he does for you. Praise him when he sends a bad day, a cloudy day. Give him the praises. When he sends a sunny day, give him the praises. Because I'm going to tell you a little known fact to many of you. One day you're not going to see any of these days. And see, while you still can, you ought to say praise the Lord. While you still can, because there'll come a time when you'll wish you had the opportunity to say it, but you can't say it. It won't do you any good. So how do I align myself with the church, preacher? Well, you come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized. But if you've done all of that and you walked astray, you come back by asking the Lord, go to the Lord first, asking him for forgiveness, then come forward, ask the church to pray with you and for you that you may gather strength. And then you just keep facing forward. Don't turn around. Keep facing straight ahead of you and keep your sights on the Lord. Keep your eyes on the prize. If this is your desire, as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.